It's a real thing. In the back of your mind, what you're hoping to find is a real thing. It's a real thing.
Did you find that commercial annoying? Well, if you did, you might understand why two Chicago area moviegoers are bringing lawsuits against two theater chains. If you go to the movies, then you've been subjected to ads for everything from cell phones to army recruiting. Aired during the previews, advertisements can delay the actual starting time of the movie by 3 minutes or more. And Greg Scott says, enough is enough. He is taking the classic cinema movie theater chain to court. Greg joins us now. Thanks for being on Talk of the Nation.
Hi, Lynn. Thanks for having me.
Greg, what is the theater doing wrong, in your opinion?
Well, in my opinion, the theater is engaging in consumer fraud, and by that I mean that they are engaging in or guilty of breach of contract and also deceptive practices. What they do is they publish start times for films, and these start times are reflected on the front of the ticket, which in essence is a contract. They violate that contract by not beginning the movie or even the trailers at that time, but rather beginning with commercial advertisements for products unrelated to the product we're there to consume, which is the film.
Now, it's always been the case that when you go to the movies, you see the previews, and that it's not really the true start time,
right,
for the film. So that's always been the case.
Yeah, that's always been the case. And I distinguish trailers or the ads for other movies from commercial advertisements in at least a couple of ways. The first is when we take a historical perspective on the issue, we see that we've had trailers since the late 1920s. In fact, they got their name trailer because they used to come at the end of the reel. Culturally, we've grown accustomed to these trailers. They've, in fact, become like miniature movies for us. Beyond that, I think that they are advertisements for products that are directly related to the product we're there to consume, the film. So we don't have a problem with the trailers like we have with the commercial advertisements.
Now, ads at the beginning of a movie have been going on for a few years now. Why are you bringing this lawsuit now? Is this sort of a slow burn on your part?
It's a good question. It is kind of a slow burn. The ads, as I recall personally, began in the early 90s. I was living in Southern California at the time and would see moving, you know, motion picture ads for commercial products. And they would always occur, though, before the start time of the film. So the exhibitors, the movie houses, were remaining faithful to the start time. However, in the mid-90s, they began to creep, what we've begun to call commercial creep, up to the point of the film starting, or the start time, and then beyond the start time of the film itself. So it does appear to be getting worse. And there are companies that do research on this phenomenon, and they seem to be concluding that this is, in fact, a growing phenomenon.
What specifically are you asking for in the lawsuit?
Well, we're simply asking for these two particular Cineplex chains to discontinue the practice, for them to publish tried-and-true start times and to stick to the terms of the contract. A long second best would be for them to publish accurate times reflecting when ads start and when the movie starts. But our first preference is for them just to stop the practice. Monetary damages are of tertiary concern in this matter.
What kind of reaction have you gotten so far?
Well, it's interesting. We've gotten a couple of thousand emails over the last week or so from individuals, 98% of whom are extremely supportive. We have gotten a couple of hate mails, people telling us that we're anti-American or un-American or that we represent everything they hate about life in America. But for the most part, there's been a tremendous outpouring of support, and it appears quite unexpectedly to have made quite a media splash as well.
Well, what about I would think there would be some criticism that this is another frivolous lawsuit, just another example of how litigious our society has become.
Mm-hmm. Certainly this is a form of litigation. I'm sympathetic. I understand the argument. However, frivolity, I suppose, is in the eye of the beholder. And if we reverse the lens a little bit here and not so much look at the plaintiff's claim, but look at the fact that the exhibitors nationwide, there are 36,000 screens, 24,000 of which actually show these advertisements, they generate $250 million in revenue. And one particular broker of ads in its promotional materials tells the exhibitors, the movie theaters, that one of the advantages is having a captive audience. So they actually use that phrase in the promotional materials. So this is a big deal. It's not what they call de minimis or, you know, of very small concern. It's a large concern. And further resignation on the part of the public who attends movies will result in greater profits for these corporate cineplexes.
All right, well, thanks so much, Greg, for being with us.
Thank you, Lynn, for having me.
Greg Scott has filed a lawsuit against a Chicago-area movie theater chain because of the ads before films, and he says they're delaying the published start time. He joined us by phone from his office in Chicago. In Washington, I'm Lynn Neary, NPR News.